This Sunday, the PBS documentary series The American Experience begins its fifth season with a special nonfiction miniseries, 4 hours spread over two nights, devoted to and titled The Kennedys. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I am today announcing my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
Today I formally announce that I'm a candidate for president of the United States.
You know the voices. You know the story, or at least how it ends. Two dead, one embroiled in a series of scandals. So why watch? For one thing, because this documentary, The Kennedys, takes the long view. The first 2 hours are subtitled The Father and explore the political rise and fall of Joseph Kennedy Sr. They also explore how Kennedy raised his kids. Then you have the show's final 2 hours, which are called The Sons. This is where the battles, the triumphs, and the tragedies of the younger Kennedys are piled on in rapid succession. Taken together, what you have, basically, is the 20th century equivalent of a grand opera or a Greek tragedy. This American Experience special is organized well. One of its chief writers is Jeffrey C. Ward, who's tackled giant subjects before. He collaborated with Ken Burns on the documentary series The Civil War. And here, too, the tale is presented chronologically, patiently, in concise and orderly little chapters, and with lots of respect. There are two differences, though. The Civil War documentary had Shelby Foote as its star expert. The closest the Kennedys comes is historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, who can be heard after narrator Stacy Keach in this segment about Bobby Kennedy.
Anger over Dr. King's murder set ghetto neighborhoods ablaze all across America, further separating blacks from whites. But blacks continued to turn out in unprecedented numbers for Robert Kennedy, struggling to touch his hands, tearing at his clothes, frightening some Americans by their intensity. He was becoming a lightning rod for one dissatisfied group after another.
There was a frenzy in that environment when he was out there, and that seemed to symbolize to a lot of Americans, I think, the fear that America itself was out of control, that we really didn't have a lid anymore on our social problems, and that revolution was really around the corner. On the other hand, there was a group of Americans who felt that only Bobby could heal the divisions, that because he was tough and because he was straightforward and because he was passionate, he could bring the blue-collar workers and the blacks together, and no one else could have.
Where the Civil War was telling largely forgotten tales, the Kennedys is covering ground that's perhaps more familiar than any other single subject. Those of us who lived through it never forgot it. And in any case, there have been so many documentaries and docudramas covering just about every Kennedy that it's not exactly unknown territory. In fact, watching the Kennedys brings back memories not only of the actual events, but of their TV reenactments and re-examinations. In the section where young Jack Kennedy runs for Congress, the filmmakers interview the man who made a documentary called The Campaign, which was a great and much more detailed study of that very race. American Experience itself has done a lengthy program on the way Jack and Bobby Kennedy handled a showdown with George Wallace over desegregation, and biographical TV studies of those two men have been both numerous and excellent. And this may sound outrageous, but even some docudramas have given more detail than this study allows. Joe Kennedy Sr.'s political and sexual exploits were explained more clearly in The Kennedys of Massachusetts. And docudramas have done better explaining Bobby Kennedy's clashes with Jimmy Hoffa, Jack Kennedy's nuclear showdown after the Bay of Pigs, and even the courtship of JFK and Jacqueline Bouvier. The Kennedys documentary presents a powerful outline, but various motives for the assassinations are glossed over. And while Ted Kennedy is interviewed on camera about his father and other subjects, he's not asked about Chappaquiddick. And the William Kennedy Smith rape trial isn't even mentioned. Still, it's an objective and compelling documentary, and if its major fault is that it should have been two or three times as long, that's hardly an indictment.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.